Super excited to roll out a question and answer show for you guys. In the very first Your Hour BTV, we talk about how to get a new job, how to network, and YouTube channeling. Check it. Your Hour BTV here with Brian, and we're really excited. This is the call-in question show. If you have call-in, if you have any questions whatsoever, hit us up on the comments in Facebook Live. Hit us up on the comments in Facebook Instagram, or in Instagram Live. Is it going now, Anthony?
Yeah.
And we actually had some of you write in from the newsletter. Some of you wrote in from our, just kind of us publicizing this. We want to do as much of this as we can for you guys. It's just answer any questions you have about entrepreneurship, about personal branding, about raising venture capital, about starting a business, about networking, about finding a job. Anything that you guys want to know about, we're here for you to kind of share our experiences, what it's been like to build a business, what it's been like to work with some of the best brands in the world and some of the smallest of entrepreneurs, sole practitioners, all across the board. So, Santa,
yeah.
take it away now.
Love that song. All right, first question comes to us from Jen Tavares from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, and she says, I see you run a bilingual business. I admire you for it. I'm bilingual myself, and I've been debating for a while which marker I should launch with first. How has the dual business been working for you? Any tips or insights you could share? I would greatly appreciate it.
All right, cool. I think that building a bilingual brand is actually a lot of work. So the first thing I would say is two things. Number one, think about where you live. So if you live in the United States, or do you live in the Dominican Republic, or in Colombia, or in Latin America? Because the reason I say that is the markets are different and the amount of money that you can make is different. So the first thing that I would say is if you live in the US, I would start by focusing on the US market. Number one, there's a ton of Latinos in the US. Number two, you can just make more money here. And I'm not even saying it's gotta be about the money, but if you're gonna be doing a business and you're gonna live in the US, Jen, I think, lives in Boston now, she said, then you have to make US dollars, otherwise it's gonna be hard. If you are an American that lives in Latin America, or if you are a Latino that lives in Latin America, I would say start by focusing on the place that you live. The other thing that I would say to Jen is this. There's a couple more things. Number one is, if you're already a fluent Spanish speaker, which I'm assuming that she is because she lives in the Dominican Republic and she was asking about the Dominican Republic. If you're a fluent Spanish speaker, you can recycle content. So what I do is all of my content is in one language. In other words, I first shoot in English and then I translate that into Spanish, whether that be I'm actually translating it or I send the English content to my Colombia team and they subtitle it in Spanish. So there are ways to basically get into that flow where you shoot in English and your content is English and then it gets translated into Spanish. So it's actually very possible to do both, even if you're only focusing in a single market. The second thing that I would say is there are a ton and ton and ton of Latinos in the US. So even if you're very passionate about serving a Latin American community and you don't maybe have time or you don't want to go to the Dominican Republic to build out the business there, then you can still focus on serving Latinos in the US, and that will maybe fill that need, that fire in your soul to be able to give back to your community. The third thing that I would say about building a bilingual brand is, for me, I think it makes a lot of sense if you're American or if you can work in America to earn in America and then to go and give back or to build in Latin America. So one of the things that I do is I rely very, almost 5 to 10% of my business, you know, in terms of money, comes from Latin America, just because the money is not the same. It's a different economy, and I don't live there. I live here in New York, even though I spend 6 months a year in Latin America. So what I would say is figure out a way to build out projects in Latin America if that's something that you really wanted to be in Latin, or in the Caribbean in this case. If you really wanted to be in the Caribbean, then figure out ways that you can make enough money and make enough business here in the US that you can go down there and maybe work for free, maybe start projects for free, maybe start organizations or boot camps, you know, where you teach or you speak, or whatever that may be. So that's a kind of a longer answer, but I would say focus on the market that you live in, earn in dollars if you live in the US, earn in pesos if you live in the Dominican Republic, figure out ways to recycle the content that you're doing in the US or in Latin America for both markets, double dip, hit both markets. There's no reason you can't do that with the subtitling that's available now. And if you're bilingual, do just spend a little extra time and do both. And if if you can't figure out a way to make money in Latin America, make more money in the US or live a little bit more frugally in the US, spend that month or 2 months or 3 months a year in Latin America giving back. Other questions coming in?
Yes, we do. We have one from our friend Pablo Perez.
Awesome. Hey, Pablo, what's up? Ooh. I see you doing big things, Lean. I'm watching you. You're on my radar. Tell me.
And his question is, what is the single most important concept that you live by every day?
Pablo, thanks for asking the question. My brother, I miss you. I hope you're doing well. The single most important concept I live by every single day is, actually I have two. Number one, I am just eternally grateful to have this life, to have this moment, to have this thing, to have this team that's around me right now shooting, to have this office, this view of the Hudson River, the natural light coming in. I mean, it's almost like when you make that decision to be grateful every single day, there's really, like, nothing can get thrown at you. Like, every single thing that happens, I look at as something that I'm grateful for. Every single thing that happens, I look at as something that is a blessing in disguise. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, I really believe in a lot of magic. Like, I try to live by this magic principle, which you know, Santa, and, like, any of you guys that have been following me for a while, you know that magic, I think, is so important, and I think it's such a critical part of life. Like, yes, I work really, 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 really hard, but I like to look for the magic. Like, how did we all end up here today? Like, how did I meet this team? And like, if you think about that, like, it just fuels the gratitude. So like, the believing in the magic and seeing the magic in everyday life actually fuels the gratitude that I live by. And I think that is the two things. And then the third thing that I would say, which I just referenced, is like, work really hard. I think that is something that you, that every single one of us has control over. And it's always been kind of a staple for me. I was a college athlete. I was never, ever, ever even close to the most athletic. I was never, ever even close to the strongest, the fastest, the biggest. But I was able to really do well. And I was able to do well because of hard work. I think it is the equalizer that you do have control over. Other questions coming in?
Yeah, we have one more from cool. Anthony Cocola from Staten Island.
Anthony, what's up? Yeah. Staten Island, all right.
And his question is, how do you find your niche in your business or your area of expertise?
Well, there's a few ways, I think, Anthony. And this is actually why I want to do a call-in show, because I'd actually like to know more about Anthony. So if you guys leave us your numbers in the future, that would be awesome, so I could actually call you for this show. So we'll that'll be something we can try in the future. But without knowing too much about Anthony and without knowing too much about what's the business or field that he is in, I would say there's a couple things. The first is this idea of idea sex, or the intersection of ideas, which is like, figure out the one or two or three or four things that you love to do and then find that intersection of what those ideas are. So for example, I love to speak in Spanish. I love entrepreneurship. I love giving conferences. I love being around people. I love teaching. So my niche could be entrepreneurship. My niche could be public speaking. My niche could be Latin America. My niche could be speaking Spanish. I can build out businesses around all four of those. But what's more interesting to me is to find where all of those things intersect and where is the middle point of all those things. And what that looks like is basically the Latino brand that I'm building, that Jen asked about, which is, I give conferences in Latin America about entrepreneurship, where I can teach everything that I'm learning in Spanish. That's the intersection. So I think that too many people are focused on like, what is the one single niche, and they want to hold on, like, I want to make mugs, or I want to make iPhone cases, or I want to be a coder. Like, if you have all of those three, if those are three different interests that you legitimately have, figure out the sweet spot in the middle, and that's how you can become the best in the world a lot faster. I'll give you another practical example. I had a woman call me about a year and a half ago, and she said, Brian, I'm sick of my job. I have to leave. I can't take it anymore. But I don't really know what I can do. I have three or four big interests. I don't know how to turn them into a business. And I said, okay, her name is Lorena. And I said, what is it, Lorena? She's a Colombian that lives in San Jose, California. And she said, I love spending time with my daughter. I love being on the beach. I love health and wellness. And I love retreats. Okay, fine. If we look at that, if we look at the intersection of those ideas, it looks like this. Why don't you start? Oh, and then the final piece that she said to me that was important, that so like listening was, but it's really hard for me to find retreats because they're expensive, and then like, they don't allow my daughter to come. And so I said, well, why don't you start retreats on the beach for a weekend where you teach health and wellness to single moms that can bring their daughters at a reasonable price? And now she has a business doing that. So that's a niche, right? That's, I think that's where you can figure out it, because a lot of us have like more than one thing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean you can't do all those things. It just means find that, let them have sex, see what the baby is, and, you know, nurture the baby. I see people writing in. I really appreciate the questions. I think we're gonna just like stop at this point. But thank you for what we're gonna do a lot more of these. Be on the lookout for Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. We're gonna promote when we do them. Hopefully we can move into a call-in show soon. But thank you for your questions. I really appreciate them. I really appreciate your time. Let me know if they were helpful. Let me know how else I can help. And it is, it's your hour, it's your life, it's your dream. So go get it, because if you don't,
no one else will.
No one else will. Thanks for watching the show, guys. Fun to be with you today.
Bye, guys.
Ciao. Thanks, Santa.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye, guys.